Can before training, somewhere to start, please. We'll start with Joe here. Thank you.
Hi, Pep. First of all, how's Erling Haaland and how's his injury?
Much better. Told me today wake up much better, and hopefully tomorrow I can play a few minutes.
Can I ask as well, the club were charged £2 million by the Premier League for late kickoffs and restarts. Do you have any comment on that?
I read the news when appear, so I will try to do my speeches in the half time shorter.
Just here, please, next to you, Joe.
Hola Pep, Gustavo Luques, bienvenido a Columbus, Ohio. Un par de preguntas, si me lo permites. La primera, ¿qué sabes de Columbus? Te han hablado de la ciudad, del equipo local de Columbus Crew. Y la segunda, hace unos días Unai Emery estuvo en esta sala de prensa y alababa mucho al técnico del Crew porque su equipo perdió 4-1 y decía que aporta mucho al fútbol, su velocidad, su versatilidad. ¿Qué crees que ha aportado el fútbol actualmente de los Estados Unidos al mundo en general?
Creo que Estados Unidos se merece una muy buena liga de fútbol. Cada año tengo la sensación desde fuera que está mejor y mejor. No puedo dar una opinión muy fidedigna porque la seguimos poco porque tenemos mucho trabajo. Pero cuando ves el resultado de Columbus, que ganó un equipo tan fuerte como el Aston Villa, te demuestra de que están haciendo bien las cosas. Ojalá siga creciendo y creciendo con personas que vienen de Europa, como Messi y compañía, y con buenos entrenadores, y que esto se traslade a la selección y que en América siga creciendo.
Just pass behind you, please.
Hi, Pep.
Hi.
Ben Jacobs from TalkSport. A word on Enzo Maresca. They're calling him Diet Pep. What do you make of that nickname, and have you spoken to him and offered any advice since he got the Chelsea
Diet?
Job?
Like you, but not quite you.
It's for the hair. For the beer, so. I'm really pleased. So we spent especially 1 year, but more than when we was in the second team together. He's an incredible, lovely person, and him, his family. So he make a really good job. Unbelievable in Leicester, you know, promoting the Premier League and now being one of the top 5-6 teams in England. And I wish him all the best because he deserves it. Nice people deserve the best. And as a manager, a success, because he's the most important thing to be a manager is believe in something deeply, but deeply, deeply. And whatever results, stick with my idea. And that's why he believes in what he does and we'll have success. I don't know how long, but he will have it.
Just a quick word on Julian Alvarez as well. The latest reports suggest Atletico Madrid might make a bid. What's the latest you can tell
no
us?
No news. I don't have any news.
Hi, Pep. You'll play Chelsea in a couple of weeks in the Premier League as well. Is that ideal for you to get to know how Chelsea have changed over the summer a little bit? Does it give you some clues? And also, does it change the way your setup so as not to give things away?
It's what it is. We have a 70% of the team, 80% of the team not here. So I don't know which team will be there. So when make the pre-season, we didn't know the calendar for the Premier League. So it's what it is. So adapt, and it's a help to the young players to grow up in every game, and especially, you know, no injuries, the fit conditions, every time you add minutes to your body, so we'll be better.
Just at the back in red, please.
Pep, first of all, welcome to Columbus in Ohio.
Thank you.
You've been to America before for preseason training with different clubs. What makes this year so much different and maybe even more exciting with Manchester City?
Well, normally we come here with 80% of the first team, and now we arrive here just with 20% of the first team. That is a big difference. Because this question, you cannot work anything because they deserve the holidays. Luke Julian deserves now to take his time, what he needs, to come back, you know, clean, not just with the legs, with the people say the legs, and especially staff here, because play every 3 days in front of 65, 70,000 people or 50, 50,000 people is so exhausting. For responsibility, for the, you know, to do your well, and any one of us in front of 65, you want to perform bad. And the demands of a lot of energy, not just physicality, is when the people don't understand it. And that's why they need break, and that's why they are in holiday, that's why they could not come here. Fans would love it, I would love it, but the players need rest. This is the biggest difference from the previous times.
Stan Orange, please.
Pep, you just mentioned that they are calling Maresca died because of the head. There is a generation of about coaches in the Premier League now. You are more like the grandfather in the Premier League now, looking at your rivals. Arsenal love Arteta, but there is a change at Liverpool, there is a change at Chelsea. There is changes everywhere. How are you going to come up with such a position, knowing that the previous managers are different from what these clubs have now? Secondly, after such a long period of very significant success, how are you motivated to continue?
They offer me a job. So, and I like it. So I'm fortunate to have a job. I know you will have more chance to continue, but this is the point. And the first question, can you help me?
The changes with the other managers, so Liverpool have changed, Chelsea have changed. How do you keep up with that when you've been on your team?
I'm almost, I don't know, maybe I'm one of the oldest ones in terms of the same club. So, it's world football. So when you don't have results, the boards before maybe had, especially in England, had more patience. And now they change, and always you change to improve. And season's too long, and we see step by step. But, so adapt the new managers, try to discover what they want to do, because when we play against managers, you play 10 times, 12 times in the last year, so we know each other quite well, but the new managers try to understand what they do, but we have time for that. We have time.
The lady in the middle here, please.
Thank you. I'm Helga from the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation. Good. It's good to have you here, Coach. You've been a top-class coach, and you've chugged a lot of successes. I would want to know your impression specifically about the United States soccer, and especially the MLS. And then, if I'm allowed to deviate, are we seeing Pep Guardiola becoming the next England coach?
Every time ask me the question, I'm a manager for Man City, so I'm here. I'm really pleased, and I cannot say anything, so I don't know where it comes from, but I'm really satisfied here, and we'll see what happens. I'm desperate when the players are ready to come back to start to train all together and refresh what we have to do, add something maybe in our future. And what I said, your colleague, so I think MLS is getting better and better. People like Messi come in this country and playing this. You know, I hear that when Messi play away from Miami, newer stadiums like here, for example, Columbus, NFL stadiums, where the ticketing is 3 or 4 times, you know, higher than usual. So the impact that shows how he is, and I would say with him, and of course another good managers, and every time it's better, but at the same time, when we are in Europe, we play every 3 days, we are not paying much attention. Maybe highlights, but not much attention. How is, you know, developed the MLS, but I hope so. I hope so in a few years can be one of the strongest teams and can recruit the good players, because the good players make good football and the people go to the stadium for them. Hopefully it's going to happen sooner or later, more and more.
Two more questions, guys. It goes to the gentleman in the cap here and then the gentleman in front of him, please.
Welcome to Columbus, Pep.
Thank you.
How have the conditions been here stateside during your preseason tournament, and how might that affect future competitive games like the Club World Cup next year in the United States?
Wow, the World Cup is a long time ago, so 11 months until it's going to happen, so many things are going to happen in the meantime. And I learned when you come in this type of tours, a lot of troubles and a lot of immunity is keep the energy during the game for the day of the game. So the rest is just train a little bit, refresh concepts, no waste too much energy, work more tactically and in terms of physicality, do it everything during the game. Otherwise, humidity and the distances, and you get injured, you have niggles, you cannot play the games, and it's even worse. So that's why it's, when I started as a manager, we trained morning, afternoon, even night, and now it's completely the opposite. It's just one training a day, you know, relax, and especially give a lot of energy. In the next 3 or 4 weeks, I will have Community Shield and the 3 Premier League games, like have long weeks. In these moments, have to try to drop as less points as possible and being all together, refresh what we want to do.
Last question there, please.
Hi, Mr. Pep. Matt Gurridge with 11 Warriors in Ohio State football. City has won 4 consecutive Premier League titles, and you've also found success in the Champions League and the FA Cup. Ohio State football, the team and the players always talk about the grind and how difficult it is to continue to play at such a high level.
Yeah.
How do you stay hungry and motivated? And what advice would you give to Ryan Day and his team on how to stay elite? And after this question, I have one fun one for you.
Well, I'm fine. Still, I'm happy to do what we do. And the competition itself make you, you know, the adrenaline be ready to compete. Or the question how you motivate or how the team will be, we have to wait and, you know, have to wait how they come back, talk each other and ask ourselves what is the next challenge, because we accomplish everything and multiple times, so that's why the tendency a little bit to relax can happen, but didn't happen in the past, so we try to avoid it again and try to be solid and consistent team when every year is more and more and more difficult. And we will see. So when we will be all together, we will chat, we will talk. We will see how the first games, our behaviors, our body languages, our performance, and we'll see.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.